Welcome, everybody, to... Welcome, everybody, to DeStefano's Disney. I'm Anthony.
And I'm Nicole.
And today, we have the question of all ages. Is rope drop worth it? But before we get into that, we're going to talk a little bit about our trip. Mm-hmm. And we're going to tell you how you can support us.
Yeah.
If you want to support us on Instagram, TikTok, Patreon, DeStefano's Disney.
Mm-hmm.
It goes a long way. The Patreon really helps us out to buy the snacks that we experience at the Festival of the Arts, which we're going to be talking a little bit about. And just YouTube, we're like 90 subscribers away from 500.
Yeah.
Make sure you share it with a friend. It goes a long way.
It really does. Yeah. I mean, that's how we ate this time at the Festival of the Arts.
Was the Patreon.
It was Patreon.
Yeah. And once we get the YouTube achievements, let's call them.
What is it, 500?
It's 500 subscribers and 3,000 watch hours, which is a lot. And we're only like 400 watch hours. So we have a lot to go, but we have a lot of content coming soon. Last week, you saw our Festival of the Arts vlog.
Yeah.
Just yesterday, the Flying Fish review. I still think about that
state. So good.
And next weekend, Creator's Corner debuts.
Quincy.
With Quincy from All Ears. We are so excited to have Quincy on. She is someone who inspired us. Probably one of our favorite Disney content creators out there. And a book of knowledge. So much knowledge she has on the parks, but I'm going to dig deeper into her content creating aspects because content creating is tough. If you want to hear me talk more, I just did a show, Beyond the Castle. That drops Monday, and I'm super excited. We just talked about everything. We talked about my background in content creating and
how it started.
Yeah, the whole wrestling thing, everything. We went through how many years I've been doing it all, but let's talk about Festival of the Arts.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I loved it. I mean, I liked the food.
Yeah.
It wasn't my favorite festival food.
No.
But
it was my favorite festival, not my favorite festival food.
Right. Like, it was beautiful, the food, but I think Food and Wine's my favorite festival food.
I thought Holidays was better.
No, I like Food and Wine Festival better. Yeah. Like, I can't. Nothing's better than that the Hawaii.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, but as long as they keep my
that porchetta that was Food and Wine,
they keep my limoncello on the thing.
Yeah, but I liked it best when we had it at Food and Wine when it was slushy. Frozen. Yeah,
it was a slushy, and it melted in like 20 seconds.
Yeah, everything in Disney melts in 2 seconds.
Yeah, but what an amazing display, like the decor, like
it was definitely
the theming is perfect.
Yeah, that was the most decorated festival that we've seen to date. Food and Wine had nothing really.
Yeah,
Festival of the Holidays did. Like, each pavilion had their, like, holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Their Santa and everything that they did in their countries.
La Bufana.
Yeah, like...
La Bufana.
No. But, I mean, I think Festival of the Arts, like, it's just the prettiest so far. But I know...
And the stage show was awesome. That dude was vibing out. And
I know Flower and Garden's going to be...
He did that drawing in, like, 45 minutes while dancing.
Yeah.
Blasting music. It was just such a good vibe. It was such positive vibes at the Festival of the Arts, and we got to actually meet the artist who drew my picture, which will be hanging up.
Yeah, he got
week.
It signed
Noah,
by him. Yeah,
which his prints are on Shop Disney, and we were going to buy them before.
They
so,
are.
Yes, that was the Walt one I was going to buy, like at Christmas time.
Oh my god, he's like a celebrity.
Yeah, it was really cool. He was super cool too. But what an absolutely fun time!
And we loved it. We do love art though.
We love art, but what we also love is the adult trip. We did a lot of content, right? A lot of in-park content.
Yeah.
But at nights, we were hanging out. All the lounges.
We went to the lounges. We did the adult things.
Had
which
some drinks.
I love.
We ate at Topolino's bar on a whim. Just like, hey, what do you want for dinner? Hey, why don't we go see if we could sit at the bar at Topolino's and have the rigatoni. And we did. And it was.
But like, I love Disney for what it is, like the magic. But that's honestly what I love most. Like the nightlife and how it comes alive and the vibes are the best.
That was magical.
Just, like it's not like a kid thing, you
it's
know?
Not all just for kids. Like there's plenty to do in Disney that doesn't involve children. Like we love having our children there, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But there's plenty to do with with adults. Like we went out to lounges, the Dahlia Lounge, right?
Dahlia Lounge. Yeah.
First off, Coronado Springs, and you guys will see the review.
Just
that is a deluxe hotel. I don't give a.
I don't care what
I don't care what anyone says. That was a deluxe hotel.
Yeah, like totally underrated. Well, I don't know if it's underrated because a lot of people love it.
It is gorgeous.
Yeah.
It is gorgeous. Like, we're in the casitas. There's water fountains outside.
It is very beautiful. It's like, it's definitely adult-oriented, though.
I don't know. That pool was pretty cool. And I went down the water slide. I think our kids
would like it, yeah.
I did. I was the adult that went down the water slide. Yeah.
The food amenities that you get at Coronado are as if you're at a deluxe.
There's bars. There's restaurants.
The only thing that is not is bus. That's it.
Yeah, it's a bus, but who cares?
Right.
Like, I don't care about that. Saratoga's a bus.
I mean, if you're in a rush, get an Uber.
I think it's more deluxe than Saratoga. I will say that.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. I will say that. It felt very upscale.
Yeah, just the food court alone.
Yes.
I don't know. I thought it was definitely moderate pricing for deluxe amenities.
Yeah, we say a lot in
that
review.
We say that a lot, yeah.
And that review will be coming out. And if you want to get that review early, Patreon.
And that was like a last minute booking. Like, I called and they were like, oh, you can get this pass holder discount for here. And I said, okay.
Yeah,
we tried to get it for the whole time, but we couldn't.
Yeah, we tried to even switch when we were there. We walked in and 2 hours into it, we're like, let's see if they have any rooms available.
Yeah, I mean, it was beautiful.
Because it was unbelievable. It was gorgeous.
Yeah.
We
definitely spent money, but.
Yeah, and our next week's show, we're going to break down, did we beat the Disney dining plan? Because what we spent. First, what we were quoted.
Right.
Plus, we went to some dinners that count as two sit-downs.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're going to actually map it all out, do the math, and tell you if we beat the Disney dining plan. But I will tell you, there's some underrated restaurants. Toledo is very underrated.
So very underrated.
Very under. You cannot.
The rooftop. Like,
it's a rooftop. Two of us ate for under $100.
And the pricing is so cheap.
Yeah.
Under $100. Ate for $80 for like steak and.
And if we didn't have our pass holder discount, it would have been $90, right?
Right.
But $80 in Disney for a steak and a. What did you
get? Right.
The
Disney sea bass? Prices. I got sea bass, I think.
Yeah. So you got something. Fish.
Some fish.
Yeah.
Or snapper?
No.
No.
It was either sea bass or something else. Mahi-mahi. I don't know. It was something
I forget.
Like that.
But, I was like drunk. Not drunk.
Yeah, you were.
I was just buzzed.
Yeah.
We had a nice time.
We had a nice time. We had a couple of wines at the Dahlia.
I just don't have a tolerance.
Dahlia Lounge?
Dahlia Lounge.
I just
we had an appetizer there.
I go Pitbull and just say Dahlia.
Dahlia. No. It, that, like, though there was the nicest vibe. So.
Oh, my gosh.
But see, like, even Steakhouse 27, like, go to their drinks. 71? Have drinks. Steakhouse, what did I say?
27.
71. Go there and have drinks at their lounge.
Somehow it lost like 50 points along the way.
I don't know. But Disney does lounges nice.
Yeah.
Like, for real.
They do. The lounges were great. And that's a whole side of Disney we've never experienced before that we really
I want to go to enjoy. Trader Sam's one time. I don't know if we'll be able to go because we have the kids when we're at Poly.
Yeah, but we go back in August. And August is... August, our plan is to do two food and wine because there's more booths. There's like 20 booths.
And it's hot, so you really don't have a lot of stamina.
So we'll do two food and wines, but we'll do
more. We're on the Skyliner Resort.
We'll do more restaurant reviews.
Yeah, you we're definitely going to Topolino's again.
Yeah, we're going to probably do a new Topolino's review.
Yeah.
Because the first one, I mean, it was our first vlogs.
Oh, right. That was not, well, it was, yeah.
It was good, but like.
It was good, but we kind of wanted to just enjoy it because we had.
Never done it.
Done, yeah.
And now we've done it twice, and now we can.
And but like, this is a good pro tip that we went in, we didn't have seats, we didn't have a reservation.
She tries to listen to the hostess. One thing about
well,
Disney,
the people at
work—they're
work
so nice, but they don't. They're just going to make you.
Anthony's
wait.
Definitely aggressive. Like, you can go and do the walk-up wait list.
First come, first serve
at the bar. Right, and she's like, "Oh, the bar's full right now."
But
Anthony,
we can text you.
I'm sitting there. I'm like, oh, okay, fine. Get me on the text list. Anthony goes and walks.
And finds a seat.
And he's like, yeah, I found two. Come on.
Right by the window.
Right. It was beautiful. Like, so, yeah.
Yeah. So don't delay me. I'm hungry and I want a drink. I want my captain. Yeah. I want my wine.
But there is options you can do. Like bar seating, walk up wait list. Yeah. That was full. That was closed. Walk up wait list.
Yeah. Bar seating. I guess they meant the tables near the bar.
But we've been so lucky. Chef Arts. Like when it's just us two, can't do that when you have kids.
No, you have to sit at the bar as adults. There, you can't be under 18 sitting at the bar.
But, right. But I mean, we get into really hard to get places.
Yeah.
Just bar seating.
Yeah, exactly. I just, that's my tip is if they say something, just look for yourself.
Yeah.
I think we got so much more accomplished by just looking for ourselves.
I mean, we had things planned, like our content that we wanted to do, which we got done. But then I feel like at night we just like.
We scrapped some.
Let loose and just.
We scrapped the All Stars Resort because we did not sleep because the room next to us was.
It was very loud.
So loud.
And we were just not.
And then we were just like, whatever, we're awake. I'm like, I don't feel like shooting today. Let's just go have a great day. We got Magic Kingdom, and we're going to get into that because we rope drop Magic Kingdom, and this is the whole theme of the episode
right. Of
what we accomplish with rope dropping. We're going to talk about the advantages and disadvantages of rope dropping, but first, Let's get a word from Magical Alerts.
Do you need help getting a Disney dining or experience reservation?
If so, you need to set up a Magical Alert. Magical Alerts is a service that searches available dining and experience reservations 24/7 and automatically sends you a text once a reservation is available. They are super quick and you just click the link in the text to go to the Disney site and reserve your spot. Try them out today at magicalalerts.com. Use the promo code DS2024 when you sign up and you'll get one free alert added to your account. Rope dropping. You might ask yourself, if you've never been to Disney, what's rope dropping? Nicole, what's rope dropping?
Terms. Okay. These are Disney terms.
We went over it a couple episodes ago.
Rope drop, when you stay at a Disney resort, you get early access 30 minutes before the park opens. So Magic Kingdom had opened 8 o'clock the day we were there.
8:30.
No, we got in. Oh, 8:30.
They let us in at 8. They let you in at 8. You can take pictures in front of the castle, and then you go to the lands. And
so
the
then
lands
the park
still
opens
have
at,
the rope.
No, the park opened at 9.
The park opened at 9.
Right. So then they'll let you in at 8. You can go on Main Street, drink coffee, take pictures, but you're honestly running to the rope.
Yeah.
You're not running. Don't run.
They actually have it blocked off. So like if you go to the land that you want to go to, it's
and
blocked.
Only Fantasyland is Tomorrowland. Adventureland and
Liberty Square.
Frontierland are not open yet.
Because we went through Liberty Square to get the Haunted Mansion, but that's not here or there.
Right. Okay. So you get in 30 minutes before. Yes. So you're standing at a rope for a half hour.
Yeah,
waiting for
hour.
It. Though the
it
cast
gets
members will
packed. It gets packed. It gets crowded.
But listen, we had no plan of even doing this.
No.
I got up and I was like, I was exhausted, but I just started getting ready because we get up early anyway.
Yeah.
So we hopped on the bus and we're like, wow, we're going to make it. Like, and we thought we were going to be like in the back.
We thought we were going to be in the back, and we were probably like.
And this was a busy weekend.
Yeah.
Like field hockey, cheerleading, lots of things. Like the parks were sold out that whole weekend.
They were.
So, I mean, we couldn't ride anything the days before.
We rode
Pirates. That was it.
And Everest.
Right. All the wait times were nuts. And we're not going to do that. What's the point?
But like when we woke up, it was a little overcast.
Our flight got delayed till 9 o'clock,
and we were like, you know what? Like,
we're not sitting at the airport.
I'm not sitting at the airport. We're not doing content
today. We have
today.
To pass. Let's go into the park.
Let's go into the park. So we get there, and the first thing is we're standing there for 25 minutes, which is good. Like,
it's
you know,
fine. You can
use
go to the
bathroom,
get food.
Fill your water up, whatever. Get your coffee, right? And then we're sitting there.
You're right near Cheshire Cafe.
Yeah.
So right near the teacups.
They lift the rope, and then it's like,
it is
overwhelming.
Tight. But it's like that too after the fireworks.
Yes.
Holy God.
Oh my gosh. But like, so they kind of file you
out. They filter you in, and there's scooters, there's strollers.
And I wish they would find a way to have like different lanes because I felt so bad for the people pushing strollers and the people that were in scooters. Like people were just like,
because people are rude. Like we're all trying to get to the same place. Stop running.
Yeah.
Like don't trample a baby over or a mother because they're trying to get
it. Dwarves mind train.
Right. Like we get it. We're all trying to do the same thing, but don't be that person.
Yeah. It was a little,
it is annoying.
It was a little,
we don't get annoyed because we had no kids. We were like,
we got how many hours?
Right. But if I had my kid and I'd be like,
yeah.
Dude.
So rope drop. So we rope dropped and we went straight.
And we rope drop Snow White this time. Usually we beeline to
Peter Pan. Because it's less of a wait.
Right. But I hadn't rode Snow White in like
3 years.
I think longer. Four or 5 years.
So we rope dropped Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. Everybody.
Everybody
I felt like
in the,
everybody who was in there was going for it.
So we waited, 20 minutes?
Yeah, but we've never, like you've never seen the queue before because usually we do the baby swap. So we got to like hang out in the queue. It was maybe 15 minutes.
Right.
But
that's where everybody went.
It was pouring rain. Mm-hmm. Like it was at that point, it was downpouring.
And then
outside.
Stopped by the time we got off.
Yeah. So we do Snow White. So that takes us from 8:30. We get in line.
Mm-hmm.
We're
this
done that ride
like,
by 8:48, 8:50.
Yeah.
Then we start walking over. And as we're walking over, they have already dropped the rope. We get in line for Haunted Mansion.
Yeah. That
Mansion,
was a walk on.
10 minute wait.
Basically a walk on.
10 minute wait, I would say. After Haunted Mansion, Big Thunder, walk on.
That was a walk on.
Walked right on to Big Thunder, right? So now it's like 9.
What was the posted wait time for Haunted Mansion?
Haunted Mansion's posted wait time when we got up there was 25 minutes.
Okay, we waited like 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Because like 15
but
minutes,
but then when we got out
on.
Of it, it was 55 minutes because the park had officially opened.
We walked on Big Thunder.
We walked right on Big Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we got off that, it was like 25 minutes.
Right.
And then we experience something we've never experienced before, and I've never seen in a park. Jungle Cruise said 15 minutes.
15 minutes.
We walked on.
We walked on Jungle Cruise.
We didn't even wait in line. Literally, uh-huh. the boat was empty. We walked right
on. And that was
boat.
Our first time and on first Jungle time Cruise. On,
and it was so
it
cool.
It was so cute.
Yeah. I really like Jungle Cruise. Mm-hmm. It was really cool.
I give it for those funny. Skippers, for real. Like, yeah. to do all that talking.
It was fun, too.
And, yeah.
They keep you engaged. Mm-hmm. I was laughing. You know, the animatronics are older. They're not yeah. the best, but it's still funny when the hippos pop up and out of the water and stuff like that. Really fun. But we did four. Like, that's four
that's
heavy hitters.
That's heavy hitters by what 10 time? O'clock. 10 o'clock, done.
10 o'clock, and then we walked over to Ariel, and Ariel was like a 20-minute wait.
We waited longer.
Ariel, yeah. longer for Ariel than any other ride.
Yeah, which was crazy to me. I mean, it's a good, cute ride, but, like, I don't know why it has such a big wait. I guess because... Yeah.
It never has a big wait.
Though. I don't know. It breaks down a lot.
It broke down the day before. So
no,
maybe,
but every time I'm on it, it's always breaking down.
Oh, it always stopped. It did stop yeah. again. Yeah, it did stop again. But... So like, that with the rope dropping, you get to experience the stuff.
Yes,
with,
it's like high energy. You're like trying to get to yep. things. You don't know if you're going to get on it. But listen, Genie Plus and Lightning Lane, you are essentially paying $30 per person for maybe riding a ride.
Maybe.
You don't even know if you're getting yeah. on it.
And for us, we
got, literally
we got on it very quickly, swiftly, and by 10 o'clock. I mean, the only thing we didn't go on really that I really wanted to go on was Space Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And Pirates was down. So let's remember that because we could have got on probably Pirates right. by 10:30 mm-hmm. and did five of like the yeah. biggest rides.
Right.
But Pirates was down all day that day. Mm-hmm. Like I went on the app when we were at Epcot hanging out with Danny from Park Hoppers
yeah.
and Kim. And I looked at the app and it still
was down.
Was down.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty much down that whole day.
We didn't do Tron. I told our daughter we didn't do it.
We promised
that we launch. Do it. Dude, I can't wait. 60 mile per hour.
We're going to have so much fun doing that. We didn't do Guardians at Epcot. But
yeah.
rope dropping is just not at Magic Kingdom.
Every park.
Like Epcot, you yeah. rope drop. And, you know, we had successful stories with that. By, you know, it opened at, I think, 8.
Yeah.
We got on Ratatouille. Ratatouille was like a 25-30 minute wait because when you don't stay at a Skyliner, you go
in the back entrance.
You're in the back entrance. It's horrible. If you're on a Skyliner resort,
you are right near
France.
So those people make it there right. way before you. So.
But still, 20 minutes for Ratatouille is not bad.
Right. So that's why we're so pro rope drop, though.
We went to Frozen Ever After.
Right.
And then we got Guardians. We did three rides by 10 o'clock.
We were in Epcot. Here's a good example. Someone's like, I paid $30 a day just to get on a Guardians and all. No, not Guardians. Ratatouille and Frozen. She couldn't get on either.
Nope.
All of them were sold out.
It was crowded.
She couldn't get either, though. She was out over $100. Yeah.
And that's
rope
crazy.
Drop, and you're going to get on these rides.
Rope drop, and it's...
Sometimes they're down. I mean, come on. These are, like, huge rides. Like, there's going to be...
Maintenance.
Do you rather want to ride a ride that's good to go, or you want to ride a ride that's going to break down?
And what I was thinking, too, is, like, you were there early. So even if you wait at Ratatouille for 30 minutes, and the park opens at 8:30, and you're there at 8,
yeah.
you have still done a ride by the time the park technically
yeah.
opens. Like, I've never waited in a rope drop line more than 35 minutes, ever.
No, me either.
Ever.
No.
And we avid rope droppers.
Right, and this is why, though. We got four heavy hitters done in an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Basically.
Hour and a half.
Hour and a half, everything done. And if we did that with our kids, we would have chilled the rest of the day.
Yep.
Like, and not worried.
Yeah.
Like,
and that's what we try to do, though. That's
what we do.
Yeah. Like,
that's
we
why
try to get there early all the time.
Right.
We're going to talk a little bit about disadvantages because there is some disadvantages,
there
especially
some cons.
If you're on vacation. But
right.
we are very pro rope drop because I just feel, you know, it saves you the money on the Genie Plus
that you maybe might ride a ride.
You're staying at a Disney resort. Use
take
the
advantage.
Perks. The
yeah.
perks that you get at a Disney resort. Is you get in the park early. Now,
and kids have more stamina in the morning than they do it at night.
Yes.
Like,
yes. But we're early risers. So for us,
right.
we like to wake up and it gives us something to do right away. We mm-hmm. wake up, we shower.
But
and
like,
we're
we
off.
Don't eat the big breakfast, you know? We
no.
just have something in the room, a granola bar, and go. And then we'll eat.
Well,
after.
This time, what did we do? We did.
What did we eat?
I forget what we ate. We didn't go to Gaston's. I wanted to.
We waited for a hot dog.
We waited till 11 to eat.
With the kids, we would have snacks and stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, we ate a bag of chips on the way mm-hmm. out, but we waited for a Friar's Nook hot dog, which was definitely worth it.
Oh, they're good.
Friar's Nook is definitely better than Casey's. I hate to say it because I love Casey's, but
yeah.
Friar's Nook hot dog, mac and cheese on top, hit different.
Mm-hmm.
But rope dropping is just, it's very stressful, though, when you have kids, because
yeah.
it is a lot of... One, like 100 people getting in one spot at a time.
I mean, they have these huge strollers. Like, I always bring the umbrella,
yeah,
the little one. But, like, they're huge strollers, huge scooters. Like, it's anything but relaxing.
Yeah.
It's stressful. But, like, it definitely is worth it.
10 minutes of the only stressful time is walking to that first ride.
Right.
It is 10 minutes of stress to get on Snow White or Peter Pan. Because before, when we didn't do Snow White, we went Peter Pan, Haunted Mansion, Splash, Big Thunder. Right. All before 10.
Right. Right. We've always been avid rope droppers.
Avid rope droppers. But after this short break, we'll tell you about the disadvantages for you if you're not an early riser.
Right.
Or if you want a character breakfast, we'll talk about it right after this break. Now, there are some tiny issues with rope drop. Disney World has a lot of stuff you want to do, a lot of priorities for you and your family to do if you're just traveling to Disney World, not like us every year.
Right.
If it's a couple years between your trips, or you're taking, this is your trip, this is your big Disney trip, you're probably never going to do it again. You're going to want to do character breakfasts.
Right.
The problem with that is rope dropping and character breakfast.
Can't do both.
You cannot do both.
Nope.
So what would your suggestion be for the people who do the breakfasts?
Well, I mean, you usually only do a couple.
Yeah.
Though you're not doing them every day. I think it's fine for people that want to do the breakfasts. I think if you do a big breakfast, try
do
the
royal table and no.
Do it the next day though. Like try rope drop. I think rope drop is more for people that don't want to get up early and get into the parks early.
What? Like for like rope drop?
Yeah, people that sleep in. They don't want to do it. Rope drop. That's who
if
it's harder for.
If you are sleepers, like our friend Steve, who's part of our Patreon, which you should join.
A lot of people don't want to get
he
up early
rope
on
drop
their
because he it, you're on vacation.
Right.
And it's a lot of late nights at Disney. Right. A lot of late nights. You're there
I don't
day.
Know how we have the stamina, honestly, though.
Yeah.
Like, we had late nights, and then we were up.
Yeah. The one, we didn't even get home until, like, 11:30, 12.
Right, and that's late for us.
And that's, like, but we were also up at 6 a.m.,
right.
Showered by 6:30, and, like, what are we doing today?
Right. So, I think if you want to do character breakfasts, do them.
Yes.
But, like, maybe do them closer to the park.
Do them closer to the park, or, like, another suggestion is maybe...
Or make them later.
Rope drop. Hit a couple rides and like have a reservation at 10:30.
Right. Like shoot over to Ohana and go.
The last breakfast.
Chef
like,
Mickey.
You know, like kind of book the last breakfast you can. Because
they take at least an hour and a half, 2 hours for these character meals.
But that's also an advantage to people in the park
and
the people that are going to breakfast because there's not as many people in one place.
Right.
So the character breakfasts, it kind of alleviates the crowd a little bit.
Right. And it's part of the Disney experience.
It's part of the experience. So that's what I'm saying. And,
You
know, if you're not a early riser,
people are like, I'm on vacation. I'm not setting my alarm. I don't want to get up. Well, then I hate
I
to tell you
that
though.
Hang out at the pool.
But I hate to tell you though. 7 o'clock though, you have to be on your phone anyway
to get a virtual
to get virtual queues for things. Yeah. Like Disney is not a place where you're going and sleeping.
Yeah,
the
locals can because they can get in the afternoon, whatever.
Well, yeah, they can get up, do it, and then stack them and then go in.
I will say, like,
it's just not a relaxing vacation.
For the people who don't rope drop, I feel like Genie Plus is kind of designated for them.
Right, but I feel like with Genie Plus, how flawed it is, you're not getting even a... You're getting a maybe getting on the ride. Yeah.
If it's a one-day thing, we're... Like, in this, we've never used Disney Plus, and we will vlog ourselves in Magic Kingdom during Easter break using Genie Plus.
Right, but like I'm nervous because I'm not sure if we're going to get all the rides. Universal, you have a set price.
Yep.
You pay like $100 and something, but you know you're getting on the rides.
Yeah.
Here, you could. It's spring break week.
Yep.
We're going to be buying these Lightning Lanes and Genie Pluses. What if we're not getting on rides?
Yeah.
And we're
Lightning
just wasting
Lane, you're
money.
Guaranteed. Lightning Lane gives you a callback.
Not if they don't show up.
Yeah.
No, they could not show up.
But like, I'm talking about the pre-purchase Lightning Lane, like Rise. I spend $15 at 7 a.m. I'm definitely getting on it because it tells me to come back between 10 and 11.
Right. But like, for me personally, I just hate spending so much on top of what I've already spent.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I like to rope drop.
But,
like, utilize what you can get before getting in, before the park opens without having to spend another $100 on top of what you paid.
But with rope drop, you're going to miss experiences. And those experiences are part of the magic, right? Do you want to ride this ride? It depends how many days you're going
for,
too. Do a
dinner, character dinner.
Character dinner is not the same as character breakfast.
Ohan? Well, they don't have dinner.
Character breakfast is amazing.
And do one on your trip. Go to Topolino's.
Yeah, but you want to meet different characters.
Yeah. I get it.
We've done more than one on a trip,
I know.
So you can't.
It's true. It's true. Like, I mean, Chris, we started going to Rainforest Cafe on our first ones. Like, what? the places we used to eat at. What?
Yeah, yeah. The Italian place in Disney Springs where the meatball looked like, oh, God.
It was just...
looked like Wawa.
But why are you going to Rainforest in Disney? Like, we're...
because we were amateurs and we didn't listen to podcasts. So thank you guys for listening and take our advice. But, yeah. But, you know, people who like to sleep in.
And but some kids, too, are hard to get moving in the morning, you know?
And you gotta take into account that there's different situations for different people. Yeah. Some people do not wake up before 9:30.
Like our nephew, he sleeps.
He sleeps. They like don't rope drop.
Yeah. No. And he stays up late, though.
Yeah. So,
but he wants to sleep. He, like, does not want to get out of bed.
Exactly.
And our girls are like, okay.
Are up at 5:30. Like, yeah. It's just different.
You have
different
to do.
Different strokes for different folks.
Whatever suits your family best is what you're going to do.
In terms of saving money, rope drop's the way to go.
Yeah. If you can save a little bit of money on Disney,
but if you don't care about rides, do not rope drop. Right. It is pointless to rope drop if you're not a ride goer.
Well, here's the thing.
The only good thing about rope dropping, if you're not a ride goer, is like the photographers aren't out yet. They're not out until the park opens.
Yeah.
But you get that whole empty Main Street almost at 8 o'clock. And you could take pictures and like with your phones because there's no photographers out there yet usually. But that's the beauty in rope dropping if you're not going on rides. But besides that, there's no point to rope drop if you're not going on a ride.
Yeah, no, none. Zero.
Like if your favorite rides aren't one of the big five or six.
Yeah. Like if you like People Mover, like if Carousel of Progress.
If you do not like Avatar and you like Everest, don't rope drop Animal Kingdom.
Right.
It's pointless.
Mm-hmm.
Like the only good thing is the animals are out early, but the safari never has a huge line.
Right.
Everest never has a huge line.
Never.
In Epcot Ratatouille, you'll get an hour and 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. But also breaks down a lot.
But Frozen, you need to rope drop that ride.
Yeah.
You need to rope drop that ride.
It is a really good ride, though.
It is a good ride, but it's also always 105-minute wait time we're there.
I know. Rope drop it.
Rope drop it. So if you're a ride person, rope drop. If you're a chill person, don't. But
if you're a chill person, go on a Disney cruise.
Go
relax.
Which we're looking at right now.
But for real, though, if you want a relaxing Disney vacation.
Don't rope drop.
Cruise.
Yeah, no. Some people like we say that, but we hang out and just look at the castle and don't go on rides.
Well, yeah, but we like the vibes, you know?
Yeah. Well,
some people don't like to get up and get go all the time, you know?
Yeah. And it's especially crazy for us because we're like, we got to shoot this.
Well, we are tired by the end of the day. Like, but we rope drop, we take the midday break. We don't go all day.
You have to take
the break. We can't do rope drop to park close.
We rope dropped, we actually left, went to Epcot, hung out with friends, got a bread pudding. Left at 2:30, went to Disney Springs, got Gideon's because that was a 45-minute wait.
Yeah.
And then went to the airport.
Yeah.
But that's what we do is there's always something in the middle of our day.
Always.
Like even Epcot when we were at Festival of the Arts, we were there for a while. We were there till 3:30, 4 o'clock.
And I feel like though the weather this time permitted us to. Like I feel like when we go in August, it's too hot. Like we're going to want to be in the pool. Mm-hmm. Like relaxing because you can't push yourself. I mean, we did this.
And if you're a pool person, don't rope drop. Enjoy the weather in the pool and then hit the rides at night. There's going to be
waves. The park's cooler at night. Go in at night. Yeah. And the parks are so beautiful at night.
There's benefits to both.
Like, I'm mad we didn't get to see Epcot at night.
I know. But we went to Topolino's.
We went to Topolino's, right.
And had way too much wine to even go back to Epcot.
Mm-hmm, I know.
Financially, though, to me, I think that rope dropping will save you a butt ton of money.
Yeah.
Like you will save a lot of money. But
it will
drain your energy. Rope dropping is exhausting. You know, you're standing in line and you're standing in line for 30 minutes to go stand in line. Yeah. But now I don't have to wait. Now I can ride Snow White.
Yeah.
Right? Because I'm waiting in line 30 minutes before they drop the rope so I can go wait 20 minutes at Snow White. What's the difference between that? Well, Snow White goes up to 165 minutes.
Yeah.
So you're waiting, but at the same time, you're waiting in Magic Kingdom. You're waiting at Disney World. To me, I could just sit there and look around.
Right. But then there are people that rope drop, then they get mad because they're like, Disney, do better because a ride's down. They can't control that. That's not their fault.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to rope drop, pack your patient pants and just be happy that you're there. And
Snow White is rarely ever down.
She never is.
Peter Pan is never down.
Never down. So, but like Haunted Mansion's. Not really. Pirates is always down. Yeah.
It's Pirates.
Thunder sometimes. Splash was always sometimes.
I've never seen Ariel like down. Like, usually it gets stuck. Like, we got stuck for 5 minutes.
Was she down?
She was down.
Oh, yeah. You said she was down. Oh, yeah.
The day before when we just went and got the cinnamon buns and vibed out. Ariel was down that whole time we were at the park. And, I mean, it's not a huge ride, but still, you know, Little Mermaid's back in popularity because live action just came out last year. And, you know, Little Mermaid's the Little Mermaid. Everyone loves Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
So, our suggestion is rope drop. If it's not for you, we suggest you just try it.
Just try.
Give it a try. Rope drop to me is definitely worth it 100%. You're going to ride rides. You're going to save money. And what's better than enjoying saving money at Disney World?
But map it out.
Nothing.
Like, have an idea where you want to go.
Yes.
Like, the whole, everything's not open in the park. Yep. So only two lands are.
You got a game plan.
You got a game plan. You have to plan.
Go in with a plan. We knew we were going Dwarfs, Haunted Mansion, Big Thunder, because they're all right there.
I mean, Anthony
kept saying, We didn't know Jungle Cruise.
Anthony's like,
by Pirates because Pirates was down. I was like, Jungle Cruise has 15 minutes. I was like, by the time we get there, it's going to be 35, but let's do it. We walked right on.
Yeah.
So it's going to save
you
money.
I mean, that's four heavy hitters where we would have stood in line.
For about 4 hours combined.
Combined.
A little bit more. And we were done in an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you rope drop, you could make Magic Kingdom a half day park. That sounds crazy, but you could be out of there by 2 o'clock if you rope drop properly. So our suggestion is to rope drop. And we want to thank you guys for all the support. I hope you're enjoying all the new content. We are so excited for next weekend. Quincy from All Ears, Creator's Corner debuts. There will be a podcast next weekend as well. And then next weekend after that, vlogs come back out.
Yeah.
So if you're enjoying this, hit the like, hit the subscribe, and make sure you share it with a friend. If you want to support us monetarily, please do at patreon.com/DeStefano'sDisney. It is in the bio. Make sure you click it. For $3, you can support us and help us keep growing as a brand. This has been super fun. We want to thank you guys so much for your continued support, and we will see you next week with the interview and a new podcast. Peace.